This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Ammunition Depot, when you see them, if it's on the website, it is in stock. It'll tell you exactly how many of them are in stock. Go check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, tonight is Wednesday, so that means we'll be joined by Sean Maloney in the second hour. But that's coming up in the second hour. Back in the day, say 1787, there was this thing called the Constitutional Convention. And when Benjamin Franklin left it, one of the anxious citizens gathered outside. Mrs. Powell asked, "Well, doctor, what have we got?" And immediately he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, there's a lot of things that help us be different from most countries on this planet today. One reason is a reasonable, peaceful transfer of power. When you have a winner that's declared in an election, when the people speak, if you will, there's never any contention. There's never the outgoing chief executive simply goes. He doesn't sit back and try to second-guess the electorate. It's never happened as far as I know. I'm sure there's been a lot of times when it's been tempting, and I'm sure there's lots of people that think that, you know, either it should have or it was going to, but it has never happened. Another reason, until this election, was that there was this basic trust that people had in the media and in their elected government. They believe, and they're willing to believe, that which they inherited, that which their parents spoke about. They're happy with this. They understand that nobody gets everything that they want, but basically everybody up to this point has trusted the system itself. So some of these tenets of the White House have led to us becoming the greatest nation on the planet. Some of them, I sort of wonder how we still manage to be afloat despite their best efforts. Now, today is a different day. Today, the leaders and the soldiers of the left have declared war on me and you and the government that we elected. And they also will sweep into that war storm anyone who disagrees with them. They have their own view of government. If you don't agree with them, then you're about to be you're going to be in trouble, because you have to be able to see the light, the leftist light. And if you haven't seen the light that they espouse, you are to be demonized and vilified and silenced. Vociferously, they will deny the unenlightened the right to even express their opinion. Any who are suspect in their minds are a danger to our country and do not deserve the right to express their views, and anyone who disagrees with their vision of a just society is publicly denounced. Up to this point, goals that they couldn't achieve by the ballot box, by propaganda from their co-conspirators in the press, or by indoctrination of the nation's classrooms, or by under-the-radar edicts from the shadow government bureaucracy, or by the leftist judges, are condemned. Anything else besides that, they are determined to eliminate all obstruction to their worldview, to what they want to see us go to. And if you, you know, if you don't go along with this, they're willing to aggressively be intimidating. Now, they know the truth, except for the part where they think intimidation is going to work. They know how to solve the problems here in this country. And like all of those who know the truth, they have no tolerance for any proposed alternatives. These are the true believers described by Eric Hoffer. There could be no inequality. Social justice must rule. But if you watch what they do versus what they say they're going to do, you notice the big disconnect that comes along with it. Like in Animal Farm, all the hogs are equal, but some are more equal than others. They say they are committed to helping the American people, but they are more committed to getting their own way. Now, Donald Trump won the election, and they insist that he will never be their president. There has not been a peaceful transfer of power. It's been grudgingly done. They do not agree with the voters who supported Trump in the election. They have gotten violent in a lot of cases, and they want to get more violent. There are those that are calling for blood in the streets. Because of these beliefs that they have that are so deep-seated, they don't believe he should be president, and they're committed to disrupting the governmental process. And they're determined by any means, legal or otherwise, to foil his every effort to assure that only those programs in keeping with their own priorities is to be approved by the members of Congress. And they're doing this to feel good. Not because of what it accomplishes, but because of how it makes them feel. But they're not going to be successful in the long run because of what they're doing to the country in the meantime. What will be the result if they break and discard our tradition of the peaceful transfer of power? You know, once you go that way, you know, you expect to come back voluntarily. What would be the result if they undermine our system of laws and the model of a law-abiding citizenry? What if everyone adopts the current position of the leftists that they are bound to obey only those laws that they want to obey? Then what? What if we decide we don't want to obey abortion? Oh, no. Without some fundamental components that have enabled us to keep our republic, we will find ourselves going down a slippery slope. And that is the one that is occupied by anarchy. And even though that anarchy is unacceptable, the end result of anarchy is even worse. Most people will not tolerate anarchy. Some people prefer the order of dictatorship to the disorder of anarchy. And that is the typical historical outcome for countries in which powerful forces do not accept the peaceful transfer of power, in which they create situations to undermine people's trust, and in which they refuse to obey the nation's laws. Sort of like Cloud and Piven. That is the whole cloud. That the whole approach is to destabilize everything to the point to where everything is anarchy, and then the people want to see order emerge from that. The only thing that keeps that from happening is an armed populace. Not the police, not the military, not the government, just the armed populace. So the question becomes, our founding fathers gave us a republic, one of the most successful governmental systems in the history of the world. Now we come to the part where we have to ask ourselves, in all due candor, can we keep it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Media. Media is dominated by the left. In most cases, wherever you are, if you operate like I do at Genesis Communications, which has such a varied palette of things out there for you to look at, most people would say that the stable sort of has a sort of a message or something. Not exactly so here at Genesis. Nobody cares what I do as long as I don't get out there and do a few things. I'm not going to get out there and put down Genesis. That's one thing, because that's my home, but and why would I do that? The other thing I'm not going to do is put down my fellow hosts. Because their message is their message, and it, as a conservative and as a gun-owning person and as one that believes in the polite society, I believe that there's room for all opinions. But here recently, within the conservative media, I have seen a couple of things that I'm just scratching my head about. First, let's go over to The Blaze, the home of the pompadour-hairstyled Glenn Beck. They had and this is the thing about media. They're always looking for the new face. And The Blaze found somebody named Tommy Lauren. She exploded onto the media landscape last year from her outpost. And she brought with her, you know, she's under 25 years old. And she comes across as very conservative, which I guess the thing that they're looking at is they're saying, well, she's young in the millennials, and she's very conservative. We have to have one of those. They expanded her TV presence. She started to do guest segments on Fox News. All of this led to an invitation to The View, which there is no way in hell I would go be on The View, just because I'm afraid I'd be hitting people. The View is an ABC daytime talk show that usually attracts viral attention from the very leftist tirades by people like Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar. I understand why conservatives would go to the left-leaning outlets. I have been on left-leaning outlets. I don't understand why I'm asked to go to them, because they very rarely let me talk, but that's beside the point. Now, on paper, Tommy Lauren joining the ladies of The View seemed like a smoking hot idea. But she was knocking, you know, she was knocking several points out of the park when with less than a minute left of the segment, she was asked about being pro-choice. That might have seemed surprising to some people. She had not spent a lot of time forwarding pro-life views on her Blaze show. She had famously referred to some feminists as sounding like straight-up baby killers. But on The View panel, which this particular day had a less noxious lineup, Tommy decided to spout one of the most logically bereft index cards of pro-choice dogma, that the protecting the unborn is somehow a disconnect from the conservative instinct for less government in our lives. She said, I'm pro-choice, and here's why. I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think that the government should decide what women do with their bodies. So stay out of my guns, and you can stay out of my body as well. When Glenn Beck heard this quote, her show vanished. In the beginning, it was for a week. I guess that so she could sit back and think about the error of her ways. Come back chasing and suddenly awaken to the fact that conservative governance probably includes saving babies' lives in the womb. And just like that, we're just supposed to believe, well, you know, she said this one week and now she's back and she's not saying it. She's changed.
Now, Beck had a pro-choice person in his fold. And that's not likely to change with his peculiar management. But he's now gone to some length to assert that he has employed pro-choicers in the past and has no litmus test for the lockstep ideology as a condition for employment. But if that's the case, why is she gone? Is it because she offered up the logical fallacy that desire for smaller government requires abortion rights advocacy? Would she be in less trouble if she had simply shared the ghoulish pro-choice mantra that the fetus is not really deserving of such protection? Her pro-choiceness is either permissible at the Blaze or it is not. If it is, her suspension makes no sense. If it is not, she should have been fired immediately. But then comes the next question. If we're going to do that, are we also going to continue to say that all views must be heard? Are we going to continue to say that the left is so bad because they get out there and they shut down opposing viewpoints? Are we going to claim to have the big tent? Or are we going to say the big tent, as long as these basic rules are followed? Now, I wouldn't have a problem with any of this if the Republicans knew how to stay on message, which they are abysmal at. They couldn't get together and decide what to have for lunch. Unlike the left. The left will get out there and somebody will send out one email and they're all thinking and saying the same thing. It's spooky. But if they can do it with their whole, and I mean, most of the stuff they're talking about, they have no knowledge about it whatsoever. They're just making it up as they go. Just ask Dianne Feinstein when she get out the latest issue of the Gun Digest and start working out the gun bans by the pictures. So we have to make a decision. Now, the Blaze and any, I'm not going to have time to get to Judge Napolitano at Fox News, but all of these places can do what they want. That is part and parcel of the free market, and they should be allowed to do so. But I got to tell you guys, you media people, if you're out there and if somebody like me doesn't fall into lockstep with you, are you going to be coming from me? Because my headshot is not from, glamour shots. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I love Europe. Well, I loved it in the 80s. Let me put it that way. Europe, and I mean in UK today, we had another car slam stabbing terrorist attack in the gun-free zone. On March the 14th, the European Union, which Britain is in the process of exiting, they got together and completed some final steps in imposing stringent new gun controls across the political bloc when the European Parliament approved legislation to alter the EU Firearms Directive by a vote of 491 to 178. It was last amended in 2008. This passage comes after a deal to alter significantly the European Commission's initial proposal was struck last December between the Parliament and the Council, and now it's set to be approved by the Council. Following the terrorist attacks in Paris, the EU expedited plans to overhaul the Firearms Directive, which sets forth the minimum threshold of gun control that each member state must enact. I really have to wonder how any of these nations thought this was a smoking hot idea to turn over their internal security to a bunch of bureaucrats in Brussels. Now, this all came about in November of 2015. The draft proposal from the commission contained a number of onerous restrictions, most notably a vague ban on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms. Now, the initial draft was met with harsh criticism in countries with strong tradition of civilian gun ownership and participation in the shooting sports, such as the Czech Republic and Germany and Poland. Switzerland and Finland also held concerns that the proposal would impede their national defense, as it could have curtailed the ability of their reservists to train with and possess weapons. After a whole lot of negotiation in December of 2016, the EU announced that they had reached an agreement on a heavily amended version of their proposal. And it was this amended version of the legislation that members of the parliament passed this week. And it is expected that the council will approve this legislation without significant delay. Understand that you have a council, a parliament, and a commission, none of which was elected by anybody in these member states. So, the big changes in this legislation would further restrict semi-automatic firearms and magazines and alter the current firearm licensing categories. It will require additional qualifications for gun owner licensing and impose additional marking and registration requirements, none of which made a damn bit of difference and would have made a damn bit of difference in Paris because they bought those weapons on the black market. I'm not sure what the prevailing laws are in, say, France, but I would have to guess that in France, that if you are not a French citizen, that buying a gun like, say, I don't know, a fully automatic AK-47 would be frowned upon if it's available at all. But they are available. They are available in the black market. So all of this stuff that they're coming out with, of course, is only going to impede the people that are not terrorists and not criminals. They've created a whole bunch of different classifications. Category A, prohibited firearms. These are ones that you just can't have there. Then the semi-automatic firearms are considered Category B. They are subject to authorization. They are permitted to possess subject to governmental approval. Now, the commission sought to place several types of commonly owned semi-automatic firearms in Category A, banning civilian ownership of semi-automatic firearms for civilian use, which resemble weapons with automatic mechanisms, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. They're going to ban them because of the way they look. Oh, wait a minute, that's what they do here. I'm sorry. But then the following centerfire semi-automatic firearms placed in Category A would be short firearms, which allow the firing of more than 21 rounds without reloading it, or a loading device with a capacity exceeding 20 rounds as part of that firearm, or all this other stuff. So many things. I mean, look, European Union, why don't you just trust your citizens? You may have noticed that we haven't killed our government yet. I mean, God knows there's plenty of people that think about it, but you may have noticed that hasn't happened here yet. So without getting too much into Category A and Category B, let's just say this. Right now, Europe sits at the precipice of destruction. Culturally, their populace is aging. For some reason, they decided not to procreate. So they've imported Islamists. Mind you, not Arabs, who sometimes are Islamists, or not just Africans, who are sometimes Islamists, but they've imported Islamists because the Islamists intend to spread Islam everywhere they can. Notice that these Islamists did not want to go to Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or UAE or any of these other Middle Eastern countries that are not at war with anybody. There's no civil strife going on, you know. No, they didn't want to go there. They wanted to go to Europe. And now they're very slowly And the way this is working out, and they're moving so slow to react to it, that one day they're going to wake up and they're just going to have been forced out of the country because the Islamists know how to procreate. And in the meantime, what do we get? We get gun control. We get gun control, which is not going to stop anything. It's not going to stop a terrorist attack. It's not going to stop crime. If that were the case, we would have none here. They would have none there. They're just making it harder for regular people to have guns. And until these stupid idiots get through their very thick skull plates, that this is not going to work. They're just going to keep on going. We got to have more licensing. We got to have more markings. We got to have more registration. You're going to have more blood. Yeah. More death. Getting out there and doing legislation to talk about frames and upper and lower receivers and slides and cylinders and barrels and bolts and breech blocks. How about we do something just to, protect the people. Now, I saw something, well, I don't have time to get into that. We'll talk about this when we get back. Some of these places would solve a lot of problems if they would just allow armed citizens to come in there. They already have them coming in there. If they were to embrace that, though, a lot of things would solve themselves. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a school shooting in Ohio? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sole Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. At Ammunition Depot, if it's in stock, you will see it on the website. If it is not on the website, it's not in stock. So many things on sale. Check them out there. One of the biggest advantages, or the biggest example I've seen recently here stateside, is there's this church in Alabama. 4,100 people. They don't allow their parishioners to carry in church. But they're wanting to start their own police department. Now, there's a lot of things that I can see wrong with this. If they were going to be certified, having a police department, okay. Do we want to see each one of these entities that are out there have their own law enforcement? Where it's beholden. See, in government, when you have a municipal police department, it is beholden to the government, which is put there by us. See what I'm saying? Something put forth by, say, a church would be beholden to something that is not put in place. Where would their jurisdiction be? How far would it extend? Would they abuse it? There's some questions for you. But that's neither here nor there. I was just thinking about how it would be so much better for these countries if they would just simply allow their populace to be armed. It works here like I don't know what, like nobody's business. Coming out of the United States, and now, and I'm shifting gears now. I'm going to something else. Please forgive me for just jumping around right now. Now, see, there's a difference between a church security team and a police department. Church security teams, I can see. I can see a bunch of guys there that are there. But that's not police. But, once again, I'm going to shift. There's been a ban on laptops and other devices on flights originating at 10 of the mostly Middle Eastern airports. And that was ordered by the Department of Homeland Security. There was a lot of talk out there in the tactical world that this was a thing, as it was a result of a specified terrorist threat. The Daily Beast is reporting that several U.S. intelligence sources are pointing to a successful raid on al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula last January that led authorities to conclude that the AQAP has developed extremely small bombs that can be hidden in laptops and other small devices. Now, around here, if you get on a plane and you're going to take a laptop, I think you have to activate it or make sure that, you know, that they have to see it work. I don't know. I haven't flown in a long time. Information from the raid shows al-Qaeda's successful development of compact battery bombs that fit inside laptops or other devices believed to be strong enough to bring down an aircraft. The battery bombs would need to be manually triggered, which is why the electronics ban is only for the aircraft cabin, not checked luggage. I would not have a lot of confidence in that one, though. Now, the Department of Homeland Security publicly cited two attacks on flights in the last 2 years, the downing of a Russian jet over the Egyptian Sinai, and an attempt that nearly succeeded in bringing down a jet that had taken off from Mogadishu, Somalia, last year, and made an emergency landing after an explosion ripped open its cabin. The insurgent group Al-Shabaab claimed credit for getting a laptop on board the flight that had been rigged as a bomb. The bomb detonated prematurely because it didn't detonate at altitude. For a bomb to detonate in a plane and take down a plane, it has to be at altitude. So, now, what they did find out, though, was the bomber got sucked out of the hole that, you know, it created. But it was a proof of concept for Al-Shabaab. The chief bomb maker for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, Ibrahim al-Assiri, had been working on packing even smaller devices. So, you know, like a mobile phone. They brought down UPS Flight 6 in 2010 with a bomb hidden inside a copier cartridge. So now the fear here is that they could make bombs as small as computer batteries, provoking the ban on carry-on electronics at sensitive foreign airports. Three sources told the Daily Beast that the ban on carry-on electronics aboard U.S.-bound flights from 10 airports in North Africa and the Middle East was a result of information seized during this raid in Yemen in January. Then the United Kingdom joined the U.S. ban yesterday. I wonder if they're going to ban cars in the U.K. now. So, they come up with a new way to bomb a plane. We're in an arms race with these guys, with these terrorists. Airplanes are not as vulnerable as they used to be, but they still present the best target for them to carry out mass casualty attacks. Every time a government figures out a measure, the terrorists figure out a countermeasure. Then you have this huge problem of airport security in some countries that isn't quite that good. Most of the airports named by DHS and their laptop ban have good to excellent security records, some like Mogadishu Airport in Somalia, which I can't believe I just even said that, are a joke. Security is lax there, but terrorists have found it relatively easy to bribe airport workers to smuggle contraband aboard aircraft. So the fact is, the announcement of the ban has probably stopped any planned attack in its tracks, but the ban is temporary. And once things are back to normal, the authorities will once again find themselves trying to stay one step ahead of the terrorists. The terrorists, their rules of engagement are what they decide they're going to be. So they're always going to be operating at an advantage. And that therein lies a problem, because these guys are bound by, especially in the military, I don't know about counterterrorism because it's been a few years since I even looked at that kind of stuff, but in the military there's procedure, order of operation, and equipment, and all these other things that they come into play. And if they exceed their capability, then they pass it on to the next higher component, which it may make its way up to special operations. It may make its way up to something a little more dangerous besides special operations, which, you know, being more dangerous than special operations means you're pretty dangerous. So, I don't know. But the thing about terrorism is we're always going to be reacting to it. Because nobody's got the guts to get proactive about it. Because that would mean going into some places and, I mean, cleaning them out. Not getting in there and saying, well, we need to win the hearts and minds, you know. No. As long as, I mean, this would be a genocidal undertaking. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants to do that. From a military point of view, that means we're hamstrung. But more on that another day. We're about to flip into hour number two. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Sean Maloney, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, as it is Wednesday, which makes it the world, according to Second Call Defense. A few things to bring your way. Hour number two is on the horizon. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.